Okay, item 552.
Request of Shelley Lefkin to address council regarding large cell tower on Southeast 71st Avenue.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. My name is Shelley Lefkin. I live on Southeast 71st Avenue, just yards away from a proposed T-Mobile cell tower placement. I'm here today to speak on behalf of the residents of my Mount Tabor neighborhood, my family, and citizens of Portland who oppose the placement of these towers in residential Category 4 neighborhoods. Our neighborhood is in fierce opposition to the placement of this tower. T-Mobile has been deceptive from the start of this ordeal. From the notification of residents in a plain, nondescript letter to the hastily planned industry-led meeting that was a farce in regards to citizen input, as well as the inaccurate renderings of the proposed tower itself, their strategy has been to deceive, subvert, and limit resident involvement at all cost. Despite this attempt, we have organized and have universal support within our Mount Tabor neighborhood. Over 200 neighborhood residents have signed a petition against the tower installation. One of our greatest concerns is the potential negative health effects relating to exposure to high levels of electromagnetic radiation. As you're aware, when these installations are placed on buildings, there are health warnings posted and access to these areas are strictly limited. But apparently T-Mobile and PGE feel it's okay to place a cellular installation next to a child's bedroom window. I'm a cancer survivor and the mother of a childhood cancer survivor who is here with me today. In addition, there are 40 young children within a two-block radius. As parents, we make deliberate choices and sacrifices to protect the health of our children. This is not a risk we are willing to take. We are not dissuaded by paid industry health experts, nor the bullying by T-Mobile and Odelia Corporation. Mayor Hales, in his campaign for mayor, admitted that this is a public health issue, and I quote, "There are several ways for the city to ensure cell towers are not built in neighborhoods that don't want them there." First of all, the fact that the cell tower debate is one about public health. As the next mayor of Portland, I'll continue to advance our rich tradition of neighborhood involvement and fight to ensure that cell towers are not forced upon those neighborhoods that don't want them. To paraphrase Mayor Hales, this is being forced upon us. We live in Portland where we do things differently. We pride ourselves on the livability of our neighborhoods, our environmental consciousness, and our ability to say no when these issues are compromised. Being told by a multinational corporation that this structure will have minimal impact on quality of life is absolutely absurd. Putting a 56-foot cell tower with a refrigerator-sized box at street level, generating noise day in and day out, becomes a quality of life issue for those that live next to it. Besides the health impact, this degrades a historic neighborhood, impairs treasure views of Mount Hood, and reduces property values. Mayor Hales and council members, are you willing to take a stand to protect the health of your citizens and the character of our neighborhoods like other municipalities are doing? Or will the city continue to be motivated by money received from the telecommunications industry for each cellular installation placed? This issue is not one that is going away anytime soon. Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming. I hope you are in touch. You probably already are in touch with my staff, but Dana, one of them standing over there, make sure you are so we can be in touch with you.
Okay.
As you work
Thank
on
you.
This. Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.